Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to this Full Moon in Sagittarius free live tarot reading show. I am your host, Taruk, accompanied by my lovely co-host, Aluna Odette.
Hello, everyone.
Tonight is a very, very special show. We will be taking free callers and doing free readings. I want to tell you guys that we will be having live free readings every new moon and full moon, okay? So every new moon and full moon, we will be having live readings, getting you kids together, okay? Let me see. What else, Aluna? What else do we have to tell you, them?
Well, pretty much this is for entertainment, like the flyer says. So call in, have your questions pretty much ready, and yeah, I think we're ready to start.
Let's get to it. So the first call that we're going to be taking is 478, area code 478. I'm unmuting 478. 478, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, how are you doing?
I am well. How are you guys?
I'm doing amazing.
We're doing awesome.
Can you give me your first initial, your first name, whatever you're comfortable with?
Patricia. Patricia.
And what is your question, Patricia?
I want to know what's going on in my relationship with Ricky.
Ooh, okay. Patricia, the first card at the present position is the Five of Swords. This is a card about betrayal. The Five of Swords, this is a card about somebody who has been banished, somebody who has lost privileges and who has been dishonored, somebody who has been cast away. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, it might be me because he's been silent on me for the last past, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay. So this card is a card about being basically not in this person's life. The Five of Swords is failure, you know. This is a card about being cast away. It's not really a positive card when it comes to somebody. It's kind of a card about being slayed or somebody not wanting to deal with you anymore. That's the present position. Now, the next card is the Immediate Influence, and it's the Fool card. Okay, now the Fool card is the card about a new beginning, a new path. It's starting anew, taking a journey and having a brand new mindset, okay? Not knowing where the journey is headed, but moving forward regardless. Now, I feel like this is what you should be doing, because if you feel like Ricky is cutting you off, I feel like this card is telling you that you need to move forward in your life and start a new journey, start a new path, and you may not know where it'd be headed, but, you know, you have to be optimistic. Now, with the next card, which is the Goal of Destiny, it's a Six of Chalices, and I'm seeing that you are reminiscing a lot concerning this, because the Six of Chalices is about, it's about remembering enjoyable places, positive experiences, good memories with this person. So it seems like you're reminiscing a lot or thinking a lot about this person. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it is. I'm thinking a lot because I don't really know what happened. You know, it was just like out of the blue. We were getting along fine.
And then all of a sudden
he stopped.
Well, with the present position of Five of Swords, this card, it's showing that something did happen, something not so positive. Now, the next card, which is the Future Influence, is the Justice card. Now, the Justice card, it is about fixing things. It is about setting things right, about the natural order of things. So it seems like you will be speaking to him and setting things right with him. It seems like he may be upset with you about something, but the Justice card coming up, is telling me that things will be right. Things will be reestablished. There will be a release for you. You will be relieved. He will tell you the situation, what happened. That's what the Justice card is saying. Now, the final card, which is the Knight of Wands, that is a card about metamorphosis. The Knight of Wands, this is a card that is about somebody who's quick thinking, quick acting, somebody who's energetic and willful. So it seems like you will be very forward with him. You know, this is a card about sharing ideals and inner potential with somebody. So to me, this is saying that you're going to contact him and you're going to communicate with him. And it seems like there's going to be a lot of change between you, because this is a card that is showing a man transforming from a snake to a flying creature. So to me, this is saying that his concept is going to change of you, okay? Now, what this is telling me is you need to reach out to him. You need to contact him and really ask him what the situation was. So does this make sense to you, Patricia?
Yes, it does. But I don't know. He kind of like does that, and I don't know why. It like he gets.
Yeah.
I don't know what I do, and he
contact
pulls.
Him.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Patricia.
Thank you.
Okay. Aluna?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Is there anything else you wanted to add concerning?
No, I think that was excellent. I think you're pretty spot
okay,
on, and
okay.
I'm glad she found that useful.
Yes. Now, is there a special caller that you would like to take? How about 303? Does that sound good for you?
That's perfect.
Area code 303, you are unmuted, and you're live. 303?
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
Great. Can I have your first name or what you like to be addressed by?
Allison.
Allison, nice to meet you.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, so what is your question, Allison?
I need to get my money income increased, looking for a second job, something meaningful.
Okay.
And that is rewarding, not just personally, but financially.
Right. Okay, perfect. Let's look and see what we have. Okay, Allison. Well, the present position is the Knight of Pentacles, okay? And this is someone who is very hardy, someone who is quite stern about what they want. Now, when we see the knight energy, this energy speaks of someone that is out there in the field. So you're out there, you're putting out your application, you're looking for jobs, you're actively, you know, searching for that financial stability and security that you want. What's interesting about this knight is that he has so many qualifications. He could almost be overqualified. So I think what this is saying to you is definitely you're on the right path, putting yourself out there, looking for ways to be more hands-on with the job that you love. I'm picking up an energy that possibly you might be into crafting or working with your hands, because this is an earth elemental sort of energy with the knight. So definitely this knight is on the field. He's putting himself out there. And if this is not what you're doing right now, this energy is definitely remind you that that is the only way you're going to find what you're looking for. So does that make sense?
Yeah, to a point. You know, my job, I do have a part-time job right now, and my area of focus and background and education and longevity of career is I wouldn't call it a hands-on job unless you call, you know. I mean,
well,
we all
let's
use
go ahead and look
some form or
look
another
at the
on a job.
Card
I mean,
that's
even
jumping
if you're typing,
in right now, which is the Eight of Pentacles. The Eight of Pentacles. And the Eight of Pentacles is a depiction of a blacksmith. And this blacksmith has pentacles aligned along the wall, and you can see his development and practical application sort of growing with experience. Now, also, this is about teaching and learning as well, because with his craft, he is able to bring something to other people. He's able to show them that sort of application and how they can learn and grow from it. So, you know, you talking about the whole teaching atmosphere, is that something that you want to continue to be, to pursue in? Because it's definitely saying this is the realm of where you're most comfortable. Allison?
Well, it's my life calling, so I it's my purpose
okay.
in life, my work.
Right.
My work is my purpose in life.
Right. So the next card is the Knight of Swords that I'm picking up. And this mm-hmm. card is about someone who is an orator, a speaker, someone who is bringing their knowledge and their atmosphere. Again, we're seeing another knight's energy, and the energy of the knight is being out there in the field, being hands-on, you know. They're just very forefront. Where the page and the queens and the kings, they're more, their mm-hmm. realm is within the kingdom, within their household. The knight is mm-hmm. out there. So perhaps this is saying your next calling, if you know, to go beyond teaching, is being a public speaker, okay? Taking your what you're bringing as far as education to the next level and holding seminars, holding sort of engagements that will allow people to come and see you speak, because this person is bringing their knowledge to different lands with the knight, is what I'm seeing. So does that sort of resonate with you?
Not in my current position, but did you say teaching? Did I hear you say teaching?
I did.
As a... I'm not a teacher. I just didn't know if you knew that. So, you know, I'm not a teacher. So, I mean, you know, beyond the, you know, that we all teach one another, but I'm not a teacher who goes into a classroom and teaches kids and sets blackboard and
It speaks about bringing some sort of knowledge to the forefront to share with mm-hmm. other people, and that is a form of teaching, like you said. So,
right.
I'm seeing more of it being speaking, though, like you standing at the forefront and presenting something to an audience. But the card that I'm seeing that's following next is the Judgment card, and this is a card that says to me, answering to that calling, you know, perhaps it's time to take on a different perspective about what you want to do with this. How far are you willing to take this? And maybe it is going to be something that is out of your element or in another realm of something that you're not used to. With the Judgment, we see people, the depiction is of people that were once buried, they're rising from their shells, they're mm-hmm. rising from mm-hmm. that grave, and they're looking, they have a different perspective on life, you know, and they're answering mm-hmm. to a more spiritual calling. So mm-hmm. that's what I'm seeing with that card, and the final result is the Nine of Chalices. Now, the Nine of Chalices, this is about, this is a card of, about wishes being fulfilled, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So having things granted for you, whatever element or realm you choose to apply yourself, the present position already said that you are qualified for it, you know, because the knight has that knowledge and he has that wisdom. It's not matured to the max like a king would be, but it's still something mm-hmm. that can be used and applied when put out there in the field. So mm-hmm. that's personally what I see with this reading.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it was pretty helpful to you. Tarouk, would you like to take
yes.
on another caller?
I'll take the next caller.
Okay,
I'll take the next caller. We could do 937. I am unmuting 937. 937?
Hello. This is
Hello.
Sandy.
How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
Okay, so what is your name or what can I call you by?
Sandy.
Sandy? Sandy, what is your question?
Love. I want to know when it's coming in or what you see.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, now the present position. The first card is the Emperor. Okay, now the Emperor, this is a card about authority, somebody who is very wise, somebody who knows a lot. So to me, this must be you. You seem to have a very strong energy. Like you're very experienced in life. It seems like you have a lot of strength, a lot of moral strength, a lot of spiritual, mental strength, and it seems like you are a very educated woman. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I've been on my own for, oh gosh, probably 20 years now. And
yeah, this is
like
a card about somebody who. Mm-hmm. It's a card about somebody who's experienced. You know, this is a card about somebody who has masculine energy. The Emperor is a very masculine card. And, you know, this is a card that can symbolize somebody who has maybe, I don't want to say hardened through the years, but who has been kind of like more stern and not as open. Do you understand?
Yes, that's me.
Okay. So, yeah, that's the present position. Now, the second card is the World card. Now, the World card, this is a card about somebody who has full self-awareness. So this is like, you know who you are. You know, you have your perks. You have your things that you do that you like that a man can't simply change. You know, you come already prepackaged. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Very much.
You know, this
so.
Is a card about somebody who has a good reputation as well. You know, so who has willpower at that. Somebody who is very knowledgeable. You know, this is about the world, very knowledgeable about the world. A man simply can't control you or try to treat you or put you in a place or in a box. You know, that's what I'm seeing with this card. Now, the next card is the Goal or Destiny. Hmm?
I said, yes, that card just got me.
Yes. So the next card is the Goal or Destiny, and it's the King of Pentacles. So the Goal or Destiny, we have a king here, okay? So that's good. So
all
the
right.
King of Pentacles, yeah, this is a card about a man who is an ambitious man, somebody who's a fighter, somebody who's valorous, somebody who has in practical intelligence, a successful businessman. I mean, does that sound like something you would be attracted to?
Yes, probably. Yes, sir. I sure would.
The man who is strong, you know, in my deck, the African deck, this is the man who's sitting on a throne, lions on his throne. You know, he has his legs, you know, one leg crossed. He is a man about business. He's a man who has manners, who has self-control. You know, so the Pentacles,
wow.
This is the man who is bringing something to the table, not somebody who is trying to take from you or who could be intimidated by who you are. You know, this is the man who is already coming with something, you know, to offer, you know. So that's the Goal or Destiny. Now, the
that would be a blessing.
Okay, so that's the destiny. Now,
Taruk, I think you're going out. Hello? Taruk.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, now I can hear you.
Okay, now the next card is the Eight of Chalices, and this is a card about somebody who has maturity, somebody who is concrete, somebody who has been around the world and is looking to settle down. This is somebody who is willing to sacrifice things, okay? So this looks like a man who also, it seems like he could be somebody who travels and he may speak, have speaking engagements, because that's what I'm picking up with this card. The Eight of Chalices, you know, this is about somebody who is ready to basically be with you and come correct to you how you need him to come, okay? A grown, educated businessman who is about what he's about, you know, alternative or, you know, sneaky second type of influences coming around, you know, he is coming correct, okay? And he is concrete. He is solid in his foundation when he's coming to you, all right?
Wow, yes.
Okay, now the final card, the final result is the Four of Chalices. Now, the Four of Chalices, this card in my deck, it symbolizes economic stability, okay? It symbolizes a new beginning. It symbolizes a strong bond with somebody, you know? But this card can also symbolize a partial satisfaction, you know. So there may be some things, you know, because everybody's not going to be perfect, okay? So
right.
This is a card that is saying that this man may have his flaws, you know, and you also have your flaws. So this is a card about coming together and working and, you know, having that friendship, that bond, okay? And, yeah, you might fight sometimes. Yeah, you know, he might say, you know, but it's about coming together and bonding and having that connection for a relationship. He's bringing a lot to the table already, you know. So sometimes maybe that emperor energy may, or that strong energy that you have may put off some men, and it may, you guys may fight sometimes because he's a king and you're the emperor. So it's a king and an emperor, you know. So it's about compromising, okay?
Yes,
Sandy?
That sounds good. That sounds
okay,
very
well,
good.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. You have a great
all
day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Aluna, do you want to take one more? We have 8 minutes left.
I possibly could, but I don't want to be too short on time.
On time?
What do you
think?
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, it was... Yeah, we try to get as many people as we can in 30-minute span. You guys, we will be doing these shows every new moon and full moon. So if we didn't get to you tonight, we will get to you eventually. And you guys can also contact us through Instagram in our DM, Aluna Tarot, right? Instagram at Aluna Tarot.
Yes.
And I'm Tarouk Vishal. You can find me Tarouk Vishal. Or on Triple Tellus Tarot, you can contact us, okay, for private one-on-one readings. If you have any concerns, you can talk to us in depth. Okay, we have different formats, different amounts of cards and different pricings that we have with different, you know, like 3-card spreads. You know, depending on your budget, we can work with you and the number of cards. Okay, Aluna, is there anything else you want to say regarding this?
No, I think this was an excellent show.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for calling. And like I said, we will be doing more of these every new moon and full moon. Stay tuned. Watch out for those flyers on Instagram. We'll be posting it and letting you guys know ahead of time. So thank you all for calling. This was a wonderful show. I am your host, Tarouk, accompanied by my lovely co-host, Aluna Odette.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.